Chandler's documentary exposed the seedy underbelly of the country's efforts to suppress domestic unrest. After the release of the reorientation camp video and the revelation of the Elysium Protocol, the Jefferson administration faced great pressure to have its proposed panel give the American public something in which to believe. Civil liberty critics suggested that the government targeted the underclass and the lower middle class for these camps. The president convened a panel with a heavy military footprint. The American public held the military in high esteem after 9/11. The military rose to be the most respected part of the federal government. Some feared the public's adoration of the uniform could make them overlook their accountability. The increased use of unmanned aerial vehicles, UAV, and artificial intelligence limited the body bags seen on the nightly news. Eisenhower's warnings about the undue influence of the military-industrial complex were a distant memory. There was now the added concern of former military staffing positions in the president's cabinet and security apparatus, positions often held by civilians. President Jefferson's security and intelligence leaders possessed vast military experience. These military men knew all along what occurred in the reorientation camps and the meaning of the Elysium Protocol. These men saw the country slipping away and felt they needed a way to bring order, albeit with what would be perceived to be more benign means, mental reprogramming using virtual reality. Army doctors involved with Cerebrum Technologies perfected the technology that sought to make domestic detainees more patriotic, more submissive, and more compliant.